Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, now, I've been doing this show for a very long time, Greg, and I think you can indulge me if I read a brief poem.
Be my guest, John.
Ode to the Apple. How sublime the apple is. A munch is more than bliss. The slow rotation to the next crisp bite. The sweetness of a kiss.
That's quite romantic.
Yes, it is. Well, I have deep feelings about apples.
Uh-huh.
I am kind of romantic. You wrote a great book. You and Dorothy Henshaw Patton,
yes,
who you're related to.
By marriage.
Yes, by marriage. Dorothy kind of grew up in apple country.
She didn't really grow up there, but it was her grandfather who founded an apple ranch in Idaho. And her father grew up on that ranch. But when Dorothy was growing up, they would make summer trips to the ranch and get all kinds of great apples that her grandfather was growing.
Well, I can heartily recommend this fabulous book called A is for Apple by Greg Patton and Dorothy Henshaw Patton. It's chock full of information about apples.
I was reviewing this the other day, and I was going through some of the titles of the recipes. Here's one I found, pasta fagioli e mele. Mele is the Italian word for apple. So here's a bean and apple pasta recipe. And then there's curried apple soup, German apple pancakes. All kinds of desserty stuff as well, but the book is heavier on savories.
One of the things that we want to be sure and tell you about is, what is the prospect for apples this year?
It's very good, I think.
We were talking to our dear friend Art Callan and Nancy Callan, who have Corvallis Hills Orchards, and Art says that they have abundant Gala, Johnnymac, and Honeycrisp. They'll also have Sweet 16, Liberty, Macintosh, and Chestnut Crab.
That is a new one on me.
The chestnut crab.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are a fairly large crab apple, quite useful for making crab apple applesauce.
Ah.
And they're good in the hand. Mm-hmm. They're big enough to eat out of the hand in a way that many of the crab apples that you see.
You can't. You can't do that. They're way too sour.
It's kind of tart.
And very hard.
Tart, yeah. I guess one of the problems they had, there was early hail damage that caused a little cosmetic damage, but it doesn't affect the eating quality at all. And barring any further problems, they don't anticipate any problems. The crop is good, but as he says, as a true farmer would say, not perfect.
Right. And they will be selling at the Missoula Farmers Market.
Now, these are the later apples that you're going to want to be...
Those are really the ones that are best to cook with because they have very firm flesh.
Yeah.
They have great taste. They will hold up to cooking. They're wonderful to use like for just a baked and stuffed apple. They're great in tarts and in pies. And let me say this again for the nth time. Whenever you make an apple pie, combine different varieties for what they have to offer in terms of taste and texture.
Mm-hmm.
So don't use an all overly sweet apple in one pie, but mix it with a couple of tart varieties.
Yeah, I would think so.
And you will have a much more interesting pie. Some of the Braeburns that will be available are wonderful, crunchy, crisp apple. It's good for out-of-hand eating, and it's great for cooking. And then we have Jazz. I love the name, which is a cross between a Braeburn and a Gala, and that comes from New Zealand. And John, you and I were remarking on all these varieties of apple. They actually happened in New Zealand and Australia. Now they're grown here.
Pink Lady, for instance, this was a curious one. Its original name was Cripps Pink, which is a trademarked name, and so is Pink Lady. But it's trademarked by the Department of Agriculture and Food in Western Australia. Mm-hmm. Now it's being produced here. It was a cross between Lady Williams and Golden Delicious. Golden Delicious and Delicious apples, they led to so many.
They did. They led to wonderful other apples.
Yeah.
And then we have Cameo, which is a cross between Red Delicious and Golden Delicious.
That's a native variety.
Fuji is one of the most popular apples, very crunchy, Japanese in origin. It is a cross between a Rawls Janet and a Red Delicious.
Hmm.
Rawls is R-A-L-L-S and Janet is Janet, J-A-N-E-T. It's one of the few apples you can leave out at room temperature. It's not going to get soggy or anything like that. All other apples, when you bring them home, if you're not going to use them right away, refrigerate them.
And come back next week for
The Food Guys.